A station wagon? No, that's all I would say. Yeah.
Okay. How about small trucks that might bring packages to your home, distinguishing between whether they have an open or a closed load bed, basically?
Well, if it's open, we call it a pickup. Mm-hmm. If it's closed, we probably call it a panel mm-hmm. truck. Pickup truck and panel truck. We also might call it a smaller closed thing. We might call it a delivery van.
Mm-hmm.
Delivery truck.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Okay. And then what might you take to the airport instead of a cab?
The limousine.
Okay.
Or do you want me to say taxi? I would say, if you're asking between taxi and cab, I would say I'll take a taxi.
Mm-hmm.
I would not say I'll take a cab.
Mm-hmm.
But I would probably take a limousine.
Actually, limousine was what I was after, right? Would you ever call that anything else?
Airport limousine.
Okay. And then what kind of public transportation do you have in Houston?
Very poor, because, you know, people all practically want to own cars. Just the city bus system, the rapid transit, they call it rapid transit, it's about as rapid as a snail. But unfortunately, there's no rail service, it's just bus service. And it's mainly, again, the poor people that use it to take advantage of it.
Okay. Where is the speedometer on the car?
The speedometer? Well, it's right on the dashboard.
All right. Do you ever use any other terms to refer to the dashboard?
The dashboard. Well, let's see. Dashboard. I guess I call it an instrument panel.
The entire thing, or just
that section where there are instruments?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I don't. I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are the various parts of the dashboard?
Well, speedometer, tachometer.
What's that?
Yes, well, that's an instrument which shows the number of revolutions per minute, or RPMs, that the engine is turning.
Oh.
Various gauges to show gas, and the other instruments are gas and pressure, gas, oil pressure, water temperature, the charge or discharge on a battery, high, low beam indicators, controls for air conditioning and heating, radio.
Okay. What's the little thing over on the right-hand side that you might keep maps in that opens up?
Yeah, we would say glove compartment. I would say glove compartment.
Any other things that you might have heard in Houston?
I heard it called?
Mm-hmm.
Glove compartment. No, I think that's pretty well all I've ever heard in Houston, right. Glove compartment.
And what do you call one of these stretchy things?
Rubber band.
Okay. And what do you call...
Paperclip?
Yes. Exactly.
We call that a paperclip.
Ever call it anything else?
Nope.
Never said gem clip?
Nope. Say it again. Never say what?
Gem clip?
Never even heard it.
Really? Oh. See. Actually, it's a brand name, but a lot of people use it generically.
Yeah.
I grew up saying gem clip. I didn't start saying paperclip until quite late. Where do you keep the spare tire?
In the trunk.
Ever hear the trunk called anything else?
If I were to hear luggage compartment, I would know what was talked about, but we say the trunk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the thing that you step down on to make the car go, you call?
Accelerator.
Would you call it anything else?
A gas pedal? I would call it an accelerator.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't have automatic transmission, what do you call the thing that you change gears with?
Depends where it is.
All right.
It depends where it is, and it depends, for me, but depending on where it is and how many gears there are. If there were 3 gears on the column, I'd call it standard.
Mm-hmm.
If it were on the floor,
mm-hmm.
I'd call it stick.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my, again, that's my idiolect. Standard or stick are probably interchangeable, but I say standard for on the column and stick if
mm-hmm.
on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Good. Do you, by the way, say 4 in the floor or 4 on the floor?
4 on. Four
okay.
On the floor.
That's running about half and half. At
4
the
floor,
on the floor. I think. Okay. What do you call the things on college campuses and in housing projects that you have to slow down to go over so you don't mess up your transmission?
Pain in the ass. I call that a speed breaker, I guess.
All right. Any other names for it?